Now, speaking of your upbringing in Maryland, do you just have Old Bay on hand at all times, or is that something for just when you're at home?
Yes, you have to. Old Bay goes good on everything.
What?
You know, everyone thinks Old Bay is just good for crabs, but have you ever had Old Bay on French fries?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Dude, you're missing out. It's so good.
What is Old Bay?
Old Bay is, I mean, I wish I could tell you what's in it, but I'm not a culinary artiste. But it's a seasoning that goes on a lot of seafood. And when you steam crabs in Maryland, you don't steam crabs without Old Bay. That's what gives it that really good spice and kick, you know. And Old Bay is the greatest thing that's ever been created by man.
So do you travel with it in that case?
Yeah, we do, actually. We travel with that. And this stuff called gator sauce out of Florida. So got to have your spices on hand at all times.
Okay. Absolutely.
No matter what, the food that you get on the road, you can always make it taste like home that way.
There you go.
And okay. I'm definitely going to have to try some Old Bay on French fries, because I like French fries and I like Old Bay. So that makes sense at work.
It is so good. It's like, I feel like French fries were meant for Old Bay. Once you try it, you'll never go back.
Nice. So, and also I was wondering about your songwriting process. I know that you've worked with some other people, but that you and TJ both worked on all of the songs on Pawn Shop. So how does that work exactly? I mean, do you start with just fiddling around on the guitar? Do you start with an idea? Like, where does your process usually go from there?
You know, it's different every day. I'm actually en route to write right now, me, TJ, and this guy. His name is Josh Osborne, but he's not related to us. He just happens to have the same last name.
Uh-huh.
And but he's written a bunch of stuff like Casey Musgraves and a bunch of really big songs for Jayco, and he's like the next big thing. But it's different every day, you know. Every songwriter has a collection of ideas. We keep them in our phones now. It's so accessible. But you'll have like hooks or titles, or you'll have some sort of musical idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just differs every day. And sometimes you'll sit in a room and you just talk for 4 hours, and it's like a, you know, some sort of therapy session. And it's really hard to say, you know, so like stay a little longer. When we wrote that with Shane McAnally, we spent like 3 hours, maybe I would sit there, spent 2 hours writing the chorus that repeats. And we really got it great. And then we were kind of running out of time. So we wrote the verses in like 5 minutes. We blew through them. And then when we were done, we never really thought that we had anything great. And all of a sudden, like a couple of days later, we listened back. We're like, wow, this song was actually really, really cool. And, you know, fast forward 2 years later, and it was our first number one. So every day is a different thing, and you never know what you're going to get yourself into.
Well, I happen to agree that that song's amazing, so that's...
Thank you. Thank you.
The video for that was spectacular as well. I think that was an incredibly well-done video.